Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
You ready?
Welcome to duty, Commander.
Let's go!
Go, go! Enemy forces spotted. Follow me, men. Watch out, grenade! Man down, man down! All right, you're good to go.
Thanks, much appreciated.
All clear. Position under control. Out.
We've regained control. Good work, men.
You've been recommended for promotion. Promotion.
You're traveling to another radio show. A broadcast not only of sight and sound, but of mind, A journey into the wondrous land whose boundaries are that of the imagination. That's the on-air sign up ahead.
By Design with your host Bing Fisher, and you can catch me on Telegram. Basically, that's pretty much where I'm at anymore. Telegram, American by Design, or Bing Fisher. You can look me up, just shoot me a invite or whatever, and or a message, and I'll get back to you. The call-in number here is 646-478-5284, and thank you, Brian Futch. For the lead-in, you can catch Brian Futch at brianfutch.com. So you can get him over there. Now, I was listening to the Joe Biden speech the other night. I don't know if you all caught it. I didn't catch the whole thing. But I'm thinking, what a hypocritical bastard this guy is. Seriously, when you think about it, everything that Democrats are doing, everything Joe Biden is doing with his loaded ink pen is for Democrats. It ain't for the American people. It's for Democrats, or it's for Marxists. It's for the agenda that's coming up. It's already here. It's been here since 1946 or earlier, but it's here. It's an indoctrination of your kids in school. Now, with COVID, it's the Communist Teachers Union. Bunch of commies in that union. And look, I'm not talking about the people maybe that are in that union, but if you're a teacher and you're in the teachers union, look, you're labeled a communist. This is all going to come back. This cancel culture stuff is all going to come back on you. Don't you realize it? Get out of it. Do something different. Get back to school. Teach your damn kids. Teach our kids. Teach your kids. We can't have this country broken the way it is. And you got Joe Biden out there talking the other day, March 11th, on this speech, this 30-minute speech. I don't think he can last more than 30 minutes, okay? Seriously, I don't think he can last more than 30 minutes. But he's talking about how he is going to do this and that, and if we abide by this and that, and if we get our vaccines, maybe he's going to dangle that carrot over the end. And he's going to say, look, maybe after that, I will tell you what you can do and what you can't do. And maybe you'll be able to celebrate the 4th of July. And he's saying it with crocodile tears in his eyes. This man is a piece of crap. He's made his living, his whole family, $9 million just before he became president, $16.7 million later. You have his whole family, Joe, Uncle Joe, Great Uncle Joe, Hunter. All these people have been making money, scamming the system, scamming the government, scamming you and me, scamming China, scamming everybody else in the world to make money for to line their own pockets. It has nothing to do. This man was for segregation. Do you remember? Does anybody remember this? Does any press reporter in his own salt get up there and ask a question of Joe Biden that's pertinent, that actually matters, and that he actually answers? These people are Marxists. Every single thing, if you look at everything they do, Common Core was Marxism. If you look at selling out our assets to companies or countries like China and so on, this is all based in Marxist theory. All based in Marxist theory. And you can read it. Cancel culture. Marxism. It's all based in Marxist theory. And you can read about it everywhere, if you care, if you wish. $9 million. And these are returns from 2016, 2017, 2018, $9 million. When the average person in this country is busting his ass to make things meet, to make rent, to make food, to pay off some debt somewhere, whatever, and they got a massive omnibus, $1.9 trillion bill going to what? I think less than 10%, 9% people are saying go to COVID. The Joe Biden is trying to take the Trump administration, his lead, on getting these vaccinations of 100 million. And Joe Biden is saying, this is my creation. This is my Frankenstein. This is my creation. You wouldn't have a virus, a vaccine, Joe, to give anybody if it wasn't for Warp Speed and if it wasn't for Donald J. Trump. You would not have nothing. But they bring this man up after 50 days in office, 50 days. Trump actually had a better State of the Union address, which it wasn't really stated that way, but he had a better address than Joe Biden did. Joe looks like somebody sucked the freaking life out of him. Look at his eyes. Look at his face. Look at everything about him. He's dead. He's dead to the world. Dead to the world. And everything that his administration is doing is Marxist. It's all Marxist. It's all coming to a head. They want to push the United States of America, which we are not a damn democracy. I wish people would quit saying that. We're a representative republic. We are not mob rule democracy. But I hear that on TV all the time. Quit it. It's not right. We are not a democracy. We are a representative republic. That's how we operate. We have democratic type rules in place, but we are not a democracy. But Joe Biden wants to come out and say that he is going to take credit for all of and it's funny. It's almost, it's not hilarious, but it's funny. It's ironic because Joe comes out, slams Trump for not being in control for, what do you say, 3 months, a year? It keeps changing with Joe. Everything keeps changing with Joe. With socialist Joe, everything keeps changing. But here, let's just play this. I want to go through this. It's only 30 minutes long because Joe can't stay up that late. So we're going to play this, and I'm going to give you some interjection during the way.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about where we are as we mark 1 year since everything stopped because of this pandemic. A year ago, we were hit with a virus that was met with silence and spread unchecked. Denials for days, weeks, then months.
What a liar. That's not true. Who's fact-checking Joe on this speech? Who's fact-checking him? Seriously. This was not months denial. We cut off China. We cut off trade with other people. We cut off the border. This man did nothing. Nothing. He's hiding in his frickin' basement. Nothing.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about where we are as we mark 1 year since everything stopped because of this pandemic. A year ago, we were hit with a virus that was met with silence and spread unchecked. Denials for days, weeks, then months, that led to more deaths, more infections, more stress, and more loneliness. Photos and videos from 2019 feel like they were taken in another era.
They probably were, Joe, because you're looking at an old scrapbook.
Last vacation. The last birthday with friends, the last holiday with extended family. While it was different for everyone, we all lost something. Collective suffering, a collective sacrifice. A year filled with the loss of life and the loss of living.
All right. Ask Andrew Cuomo about that. Joe, will you? No, he's your superstar, isn't he?
For all of us. But in the loss, we saw how much there was to gain in appreciation, respect, and gratitude.
Why don't you give some respect and gratitude towards Trump, former President Trump, that you beat so handedly, Joe? Why don't you give some, you know, if you were a decent person giving a speech, and somebody did something important before you, would you not acknowledge that, at least? Would you not say, look, you know, it's not all me, you know? Wouldn't you be a team player? No, this is Joe Biden. This is a Biden family that's raked in billions of dollars. Billions. And will continue to rake in billions of dollars from foreign entities and enemies of the state. And corrupt people to further their own goal, which is only to further the perpetual democratic renomination process. That's what they're about. This is all about them. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about helping out minorities or blacks or Hispanics. It's not about that. It's everything about them staying in power. They need power. That's why they're opening the borders. And to hell if people come in and have COVID and go spreading it around. They don't even check them. They just say, hey, take a bus ticket. Here we go. What's the best place you want to go? Spread them around. We got Governor Cuomo out there, but nobody wants to attack. Joe ain't going to do it. Attack him about sending 14,000 people to their deaths. Please.
Finding light in the darkness is a very American thing to do. In fact, it may be the most American thing we do. And that's what we've done. We've seen frontline and essential workers risking their lives, sometimes losing them, to save and help others. Researchers and scientists racing for a vaccine. And so many of you.
That you had nothing to do with, Joe. Name me one cabinet member of yours, anybody associated with you, that had anything to do with warp speed, that had anything to do with getting this virus out to people. Name me one person that has anything to do with getting this virus or getting this vaccine out to anybody now. This is all pre-planned. This was all done. It was ordained. It was already there. You didn't do shit, Joe, and you know it. And I'm tired of listening. Punks like you, right, that want to take credit for something that somebody else did. Because I see that in my daily life all the time. People taking credit for something that somebody else did. That's no longer there. But you trash them in the next breath, pretty much.
As Hemingway wrote, being strong in all the broken places. I know it's been hard. I truly know. As I've told you before, I carry a card in my pocket with the number of Americans.
You have to carry a card in your pocket, Joe, because you can't remember nothing.
As of now, total deaths in America, 527,726.
And it was 400,000 before you got into office, Joe. So another 100,000 added to your ticket.
Vietnam War and 9/11 combined. There were husbands, wives, sons and daughters, grandparents, friends, neighbors, young and old. They leave behind loved ones. Unable to truly grieve or to heal, even to have a funeral. But I'm also thinking about everyone else who lost this past year to natural causes, by cruel fate of accident or other disease. They too died alone. They too leave behind loved ones who are hurting badly. You know, you've often heard me say before, I talk about the longest walk any parent can make is up a short flight of stairs to his child's bedroom to say, I'm sorry, I lost my job. Can't be here anymore. Like my dad told me when he lost his job in Scranton.
Here we go with Scranton. Everything goes back to Scranton. There's more people flowing over the borders than there are in Scranton right now. And I hope they all go to Scranton.
So many of you have had to make that same walk this past year. You lost your job. You closed your business. Facing eviction, homelessness, hunger, a loss of control, maybe worst of all, a loss of hope. Watching a generation of children who may be set back up to a year or more because they've not been in school because of their loss of learning. It's a deep.
Why are they not in school, Joe? Why don't you dictate to them that they need to go back to school like Trump would do, like Trump did, like governors of states are doing? But no, you criticize them. We can't send them back to school. No, because you're in with the communist teachers' unions that sit on their asses at home and get paid the same rate that they would be if they were teaching kids in school and doing their job. No, that's you, Joe. It's all you. Your masks, your double mask, you're telling us what to do when we could do it. That comes a little bit later. Right now, kids need to be in school. They can be. If you watch the science, if you listen to the science, as you keep perpetuating. But you don't care about the science. You just care about power. Teacher union power. Be damned, all of you.
Details of life that matter the most. And we miss those details. The big details and the small moments. Weddings, birthdays, graduations. All the things that needed to happen, but didn't. The first date, the family reunions, the Sunday night rituals.
Oh, cry me a frickin' river.
A terrible cost on the psyche of so many of us. For we are fundamentally a people who want to be with others.
Then fix it.
To talk, to laugh, to hug.
Then fix it, Joe.
One another.
Fix it, Joe.
But this virus has kept us apart.
No, it's you. It's kept us apart.
Haven't seen their children or grandchildren. Parents haven't seen their kids.
Fix it, Joe.
Kids haven't seen their friends.
Fix it, Joe.
As we used to do.
Fix it, Joe. Fix it, Joe.
Have become things that we couldn't do.
Fix it.
And broke our hearts.
Fix it, Joe.
Too often, we've turned against one another. A mask. The easiest thing to do to save lives. Sometimes it divides us. States pitted against one another instead of working with each other. Vicious hate crimes against Asian Americans who've been attacked, harassed, blamed, and scapegoated. At this,
what about hate crimes against Christians? What about hate crimes against Jews? What about gun control laws? What about all your laws that you're pushing through executive fiat? Through mandate. What about those, Joe? Aren't those divisive? I thought you were the president of uniting people, unity, inclusiveness. No, I guess not.
This very moment, so many of them, our fellow Americans, they're on the front lines of this pandemic trying to save lives. And still, they're forced to live in fear for their lives just walking down streets in America. It's wrong, it's un-American, and it must stop.
And when did you stop BLM and Antifa? When did you even say anything about them? Rout them out. When did you even, even bring it up? Never. But you bring up the Capitol riots.
Look, we know what we need to do to beat this virus. Tell the truth. Follow the scientists and the science. Work together. Put trust and faith in our government to fulfill its most important function, which is protecting the American people. No function more important. We need to remember the government isn't some foreign force in a distant capital. No, it's us.
No, Joe, the government is a creature that we created. Do you not get that? Do you not read? The government is a creature. We created the creature. It helps us. It's supposed to help us in some circumstances, but it's not supposed to be controlling us. It's not supposed to be dictating to us what we do and what we don't do, which you will get to later in your argument or in your speech, because nobody argues with you, Joe. None of the press will. They don't have the balls. I do.
All of us. We the people, for you and I, that America thrives when we give our hearts, when we turn our hands to common purpose. And right now, my friends, we're doing just that. And I have to say, as your president, I'm grateful to you. Last summer, I was in Philadelphia and I met a small business owner, a woman. I asked her, I said, what do you need most? Never forget what she said to me. She said, looking me in the eye, she said, I just want the truth. The truth. Just tell me the truth. Think of that. My fellow Americans, you're old.
She should have said, I want you to be away from here. Get away from me, you creepy dude.
Nothing less than the truth. And for all of you asking when things will get back to normal, here is the truth. The only way to get our lives back.
Here we go. Here we go. Here is where he gets into it.
Is to beat the virus. You've been hearing me say that for while I was running and the last 50 days I've been president. But this is one of the most complex operations we've ever undertaken as a nation in a long time. That's why I'm using every power I have as president of the United States to put us on a war footing to get the job done. Sounds like hyperbole, but I mean it, a war footing.
A war footing. He has never, ever seen a war footing. He has never lived that. And he's talking about taking, he's actually, what he's doing is he's manipulating you all to think that he is the one that is getting all this done, when it's nothing to do with him. Nothing. It has nothing to do with him at all. This was all with the pharmaceutical companies, with Trump, with everybody else that was involved in Warp Speed. This is nothing to do with Joe. So anything that he tells you that he's increasing doses or anything like that, it's nothing to do with him. This was all pre-planned. It was all pre-planned. But let's continue to gander through Joe's remarks. We're only into 7 minutes, man. It's like, God.
And thank God we're making some real progress now. In my first full day in office, I outlined for you a comprehensive strategy to beat this pandemic. We've spent every day since attempting to carry it out. 2 months ago, this country didn't have nearly enough vaccine supply to vaccinate all or ever near all of the American public. But soon we will. We've been working with vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, to manufacture and purchase hundreds of millions of doses.
Now, this is the same guy with his vice president that said that they would never take a vaccine under the Trump administration that was developed. Because I guess they were thinking that he was making this up in little beakers and vials and Bunsen burners and so on and coils and everything in his own basement. But no, they got the shots. They got their shots. But now they want to sit there and pull the quick change and say that, well, they don't even want to give them credit. That's what I don't understand. Give them credit.
Of these three safe, effective vaccines. And now, at the direction and with the assistance of my administration, Johnson & Johnson is working together with a competitor, Merck, to speed up and increase the capacity.
I want to know who in your administration worked with Merck to increase their capacity. That's what I want to know, Joe. You don't have nothing to do with this. This was capitalism. That's what that is. That's what it's called. You had nothing to do with it.
To manufacture new Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which was one shot. In fact, just yesterday, I announced, and I met with the CEOs of both companies, I announced our plan to buy an additional 100 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccines. These two companies, competitors, have come together for the good of the nation, and they should be applauded for it. It's truly a national effort, just like we saw during World War II. Now, because all the
You were alive back then, too, Joe, but this is a national effort with capitalism being in control, not you. Let's carry on.
Work we've done we'll have enough vaccine supply for all adults in America by the end of May. That's months ahead of schedule. And we're mobilizing thousands of vaccinators to put the vaccine in one's arm, calling active duty military, FEMA, retired doctors and nurses, administrators, and those to administer the shots. And we've been creating more places to get the shots. We've made it possible for you to get a vaccine at nearly any one of 10,000 pharmacies across the country, just like you get your flu shot. We're also...
No, that's another misnomer. It was not you that did that. It was Trump that did that. But we'll carry on with your silliness.
Working with governors and mayors in red states and blue states to set up and support nearly 600 federally supported vaccination centers that administers hundreds of thousands of shots per day. You can drive up to a stadium or a large parking lot, get your shot, never leave your car, and drive home in less than an hour. We've been sending vaccines to hundreds of community health centers all across America located in underserved areas. And we've been deploying, and we will deploy more, mobile vehicles and pop-up clinics to meet you where you live so those who are least able to get the vaccine are able to get it. We continue to work on making at-home testing available. And we've been focused on serving people in the hardest-hit communities of this pandemic, Black, Latino, Native American, and rural communities. So what does all this add up to?
And illegals. Can you see where I'm going with this, people? This sycophant is taking credit for everything that Trump did to get this vaccine through. This psychopath, actually, I think he is, because he's just weird. He creeps me the hell out. Creeps me out. But this sycophant is actually taking credit for something that somebody else did. It's like if somebody was working at a plate, Jonas Salk. This is Mark Levin said the other day, you know, he invented the cure for polio. And then he quit his job. And the next guy comes in and he says, oh, I invented the cure for polio. And I've got the distribution channels and I've got everything else. When it was already set up ahead of time. This is the Liberal Party. It's the Liberal Party. The sycophants of 2021. And they're here. And they want you to know it. That they are taking credit for everything that Trump did. Warp Speed would have never got a vaccine if it wasn't for that. To market for them to take credit. But they blasted Trump all the time. Oh, you're never going to get that done. You're never going to get that done. In the meantime, now, they're relishing in the vanquish of Trump and the gift that he gave them with the vaccine. I'm going to take a break because I just can't stand too much more of this. We'll be right back.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
To be a survivor in this amazing race with a need for speed, you need God's grace. And if you're desperate like housewives watching Days of Our Lives, you can't cope without hope, and that's not on a soap. If you look into Oprah or Dr. Phil, you can shop nonstop or pop a pill, but the void won't fill and the pain won't kill till you love the one that hung on the hill. kicking back in your lazy boy easy chair watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Nah, you're not going to find it there. No American Idol or Council Tribal has a final answer that'll satisfy you. CSI ain't got a clue. SVU don't know what to do. Not the ER, the OC, nothing on a CD, TV, DVD, or MP3 can save you and me. CNN's got no good news. Here's a headline. You must choose. It's not a simple life, Paris Hilton. It's treading on thin ice, living in sin. You can be an apprentice for Donald Trump or eat Fear Factor fast food from a dump. You can be a heavy hitter, a Wheel of Fortune winner, a Fox News no-spin spinner, a flat-out sinner. But you better check this life that you're living and make sure your sins are forgiven. I bet you 50 cent Elvis Dunn came and went, and eventually every Black Eyed Pea, Gwen Stefani, P. Diddy, and Britney, every wannabe on MTV with the icy bling, every Dixie chick that sings, they all gonna see the King of Kings. I don't care if you're J-Lo or Leno or Bono. One thing you gotta know, someday you're gonna die, bro. Then where are you gonna go? Hey, I'm not talking some punk junk that's irrelevant like your grandma's church from way back when. It's not some preacher feature on TBN that you need to be liking or listening. The real superstar is Jesus Christ. He's the way. He's the truth and the life. One day he's going to split the sky. He's the brightest light and the highest high. So what I came to say and what I'm telling you is don't buy that stupid stuff they be selling you. It's all designed to fill your head and waste your space until you're dead. Here's the bottom line of my rhyme. Give your life to God while there's still time.
Welcome back to American by Design with your host, Uncle Bing Fisher. The call-in number here is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478. I'm slowing it down for you, those for those of you in California. 5284. So 646-478-5284. Call me. You can also check me out on, I'm not on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, but I'm Mr. Shadow, I think, over there. It's just a shadow account. I just have a little account over there. I don't say nothing. I just need it for some certain things that I'm doing on my website, which is bitemeinthebasement.com. You can go over there and check out some cool stuff. You can also catch me on Telegram at American by Design, or you can look for me on Telegram at Bing Fisher. I think that's going to be my social media platform of choice going into the near future. I'm on Parler, Bing Fisher. I'm on MeWe, Bing Fisher. I mean, just, you know, you just can keep looking me up. I'm all over the place. I'm bad. I'm nationwide. But we want to get back to Joe, Uncle Joe, Sleepy Joe, Crazy Joe, you know, the Joe that we don't want to know. I like that, Joe that we don't want to know. But we're going to get back to his little speech here, and we're going to interject.
When I took office 50 days ago, only 8% of the Americans after months, only 8% of those over the age of 65 have gotten their first vaccination. Today, that number is 65%.
Galatian Joe, the vaccine was only purported out after you got elected, you idiot.
Just 14% of Americans over the age of 75, 50 days ago, had gotten their first shot. Today, that number is well over 70%. With new.
Well, good, Joe. Did you give Cuomo that heads up before he sent 14,000 people to their deaths in nursing homes? Did you give him that heads up? I don't think you did.
Guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, that came out on Monday, it means simply this. Millions and millions of grandparents who went months without being able to hug their grandkids can now do so. And the more people are fully vaccinated, the CD will continue to provide additional guidance on what you can do in the workplace, places of worship with your friends, as well as travel.
So, okay, so after we get vaccinated, after we get vaxxed, right? So Joe's going to come out, CDC's going to come out and say, okay, this is what we're going to allow you to do after this, after you've been vaccinated? I think not.
When I came into office, you may recall, I set a goal that many of you said was that kind of way over the top. I said I intended to get 100 million shots in people's arms in my first 100 days in office.
Which is exactly what Trump was doing. 100 million. Oh, I'm sorry. I had a Biden moment.
Office. Tonight, I can say we're not only going to meet that goal, we're going to beat that goal. Because we're actually on track to reach this goal of 100 million shots in arms on my 60th day in office. No other country in the world has done this. None.
And no other country in the world could do it if it was not for Trump and Warp Speed and the industries behind that and the people behind that, the workers behind that. They made this happen. Not you, Joe. Don't sit there and take credit for something you did not do. For something that you are not capable of doing because you have no cognitive ability to do it. You can't even make a good speech here. It doesn't even sound like a State of the Union speech. It sounds like some kind of small pep rally at a football game for youngsters. It's pathetic, Joe. It's pathetic.
I want to talk about the next steps we're thinking about. First, tonight, I'm announcing that I will direct all states, tribes, and territories to make all adults, people 18 and over, eligible to be vaccinated no later than May 1. Let me say that again. All adult Americans will be eligible to get a vaccine no later than May 1. That's much earlier than expected. Let me be clear. That doesn't mean everyone's going to have that shot immediately, but it means you'll be able to get in line beginning May 1. Every adult will be eligible to get their shot. And to do this, we're going to go from 1 million shots a day that I promised in December, before I was sworn in, to maintaining, beating our current pace of 2 million shots a day, outpacing the rest of the world. Secondly, at the time when every adult is eligible in May.
1 million shots a day. Outpacing it by 2 million a day. I don't even want to do the math. It's Joe math.
We will launch with our partners new tools to make it easier for you to find the vaccine and where to get the shot, including a new website that will help you first find the place to get vaccinated and the one nearest you. No more searching day and night for an appointment for you and your loved ones. Thirdly, with the passage of the American Rescue Plan, and I thank again the House and Senate for passing it, and my announcement last month of a plan to
$1.9 trillion with less than 9% less than 10%, let's say 9%, that goes to COVID research benefits at all. 9% out of $1.9 trillion. The rest goes to, things like bailing out the defunct blue state governments that are out of money, that have run their governments in a hole. That's where the rest of it goes to. And the Communist Teachers Union. If you're a teacher and you're in the teachers union, please give me a call. I'd really like to talk to you.
To vaccinate teachers and school staff, including bus drivers, we can accelerate massive nationwide effort to reopen our schools safely and meet my goal that I stated at the same time about 100 million shots of opening majority of K through 8 schools in my first 100 days in office. This is going to be the number one priority of my new Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona. Fourth, in the coming weeks, we will issue further guidance on what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated.
Now listen to this. The dictator in charge wants to tell us what we can and cannot do once we are fully vaccinated. Once you've got the shot and you're fully vaccinated, according to their science, he's going to tell you what you can and cannot do. This is what is disturbing. This is a dictatorship. This is a totalitarian government. They want to control you, and they want to keep their power. Listen to the next.
Lessen the confusion, to keep people safe, and encourage more people to get vaccinated. And finally, fifth, and maybe most importantly, I promise I will do everything in my power. I will not relent until we beat this virus. But I need you, the American people. I need you. I need every American to do their part. And that's not hyperbole. I need you.
It is hyperbole. It's suck-up time. They need you. They want you. He wants you to feel like you're part of the effort. You're part of the war effort. Remember those old war effort slogans and so on? You know, where we had women in, you know, making ballistics and making ammo and making things for planes and so on. That's what he wants. He wants you to think that you're part of the effort. You're part of the effort if you give in. You're part of the sheep if you give in.
I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity. And to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well. Because here's the point. If we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th,
Here comes the dangling carrot. Here comes the dangling carrot. Here comes the ice cream. If you do your, look, Johnny, if you do your homework, you'll get ice cream tonight. Here comes the ice cream.
Good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout or a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be.
No, you know what it does mean, Joe? You, because I'm going to have a big party on Independence Day because I'm going to, you know, just declare my independence from you and from the rhinos in the Republican Party and from the stupid, idiotic Democrats and Marxists that are have taken control over this Constitution, have taken control over a representative republic. I don't care what you say I can do or I cannot do. I'm going to do it myself. What I cook on my backyard grill, who I invite to my house, who I enjoy having company with, whether they be vaccinated or not, is not up to you to decide. It's up to me, because I have that right still. You haven't stolen it from me yet, but I know you're looking for it. But your dictatorship, your totalitarianism approach to what I can do and what I can't do in my own backyard, F you, Joe.
Be able to get together. After this long, hard year, that will make this Independence Day something truly special, where we not only mark our independence as a nation, but we begin to mark our independence from this virus. But to get there, we can't let our guard down. This fight is far from order, from over. As I told the woman in Pennsylvania, I'll tell you the truth. A July 4th with your loved ones is the goal. But a goal, a lot can happen. Conditions can change. The scientists have made clear that things may get worse again as new variants of the virus spread.
Yeah, let's perpetuate the virus scam. Let's perpetuate it. Let's keep it going. That's the Democrat way. Never let scandal, never let a big deal go to waste, because they live for this. It keeps them in power. It keeps you under their thumb.
We've got work to do to ensure that everyone has confidence in the safety and effectiveness of all three vaccines. So my message to you is this. Listen to Dr. Fauci, one of the most distinguished and trusted voices in the world.
And a liberal frickin' hypocrite. He first came out, he said, oh, we don't need masks. We don't need to social distance. This is going to be over. It's like the flu. Then he comes out and he says, oh, we need masks. Oh, we need triple masks. Oh, we need, you know, quadruple masks. We need six masks. We need masks to, you know, where we can't get 6 foot in front of somebody else. This man is a hypocrite, he's a defunct scientist, and he's a liar, an absolute liar. And these people want to abide by his every whim. And of course, Trump actually had him on the console, Mike Pence did, which I think was a total disaster. I think they should have cut him loose a long time ago. But the Democrats still listen to him.
He's assured us the vaccines are safe. They underwent rigorous scientific review. I know they're safe.
No, they're actually not safe to people that have an allergy towards mammalian type of meat. They're not safe. We can't consider them safe. I can't get the vaccine, because I have an allergy to, I have something called alpha-gal, and you can look it up. It's an allergy to eating any kind of mammal flesh. We don't know where these vaccines are produced. We don't know what is in them. So, you know, my allergist says, no, I would not get it. Would not get it. Even if you got two EpiPens with you, I would not get it. I'm not saying other people can't. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying this is not exactly 100% safe, as he's touting.
Vice President Harris and I know they're safe. That's why we got the vaccine publicly in front of cameras, so for the world to see, so you can see us do
it. Yeah, a nice photo op, Joe. Go ahead.
The first lady and the second gentleman also got vaccinated. Talk to your family, friends, your neighbors, the people you know best who've gotten the vaccine. We need everyone to get vaccinated. We need everyone to keep washing their hands.
The same people last year before the vaccines were out were saying we're not going to get this Trump vaccine because it's made by the orange man. It's made by this orange dude. No, we're not going to get it. Now they're getting it in droves. And they're touting it because it's a legacy that they can claim for themselves.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about where we are as we mark 1 year since everything stopped because of this pandemic. A year ago, we were hit with a virus that was met with silence and spread unchecked, denials for days, weeks, then months. That led to more deaths, more infections, more stress, and more loneliness. Photos and videos from 2019 feel like they were taken in another era, the last vacation, the last birthday with friends, the last holiday with extended family. While it was different for everyone, we all lost something, a collective suffering, a collective sacrifice.
I'm sorry,
from this virus.
I clicked the wrong button.
But to get there, we can't let our guard down. This fight is far from over, as I told the woman in Pennsylvania. I'll tell you the truth. A July 4th with your loved ones is the goal. But a lot can happen. Conditions can change. The scientists have made clear that things may get worse again as new variants of the virus spread. We've got work to do to ensure that everyone has confidence in the safety and effectiveness of all three vaccines. So my message to you is this. Listen to Dr. Fauci, one of the most distinguished and trusted voices in the world. He's assured us the vaccines are safe. They underwent rigorous scientific review. I know they're safe. Vice President Harris and I know they're safe. That's why we got the vaccine publicly in front of cameras, so for the world to see, so you could see us do it. The first lady and the second gentleman also got vaccinated. Talk to your family, friends, your neighbors, the people you know best who've gotten the vaccine. We need everyone to get vaccinated. We need everyone to keep washing their hands, stay socially distanced, and keep wearing the mask as recommended by the CDC. Because even if we devote every resource we have, this virus and getting back to normal depends on national unity. And national unity isn't just how politics and politicians vote in Washington, what the loudest voices say on cable or online. Unity is what we do together as fellow.
You're not bringing many people together, Joe. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. You're not bringing many people together. You, the Senate, the House, not bringing it together. I don't feel it. I ain't feeling it yet.
Americans. Because if we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions to get back on track. Please, we don't want to do that again. We've made so much. This is not the time to let up. Just as we were emerging from a dark winter into a hopeful spring and summer is not the time to not stick with the rules. I'll close with this. We've lost so much over the last year. We've lost family and friends. We've lost businesses and dreams we spent years building. We've lost time, time with each other.
Who is we, Joe? Is that a mouse in your pocket? Who is we? You didn't lose nothing. You're 9 million in the black. 16.5 million projected. You didn't lose nothing. You're creepy, Joe. You always have been. You've been a person that is out for personal gain. And your own wife, Jill, that you keep talking about, that shows up on these interviews with you, these sit-downs, and answers your questions for you. Because you can't answer them. You can't answer them. In my personal opinion, I think she should be cited for some kind of issue contributing to the delinquency of a person that is older and is incoherent. Why would she let somebody, why would any wife, if it was my wife and I was incoherent to the point where I had dementia maybe, I don't know, we don't know what Joe has, right? But he's got something. And my wife said, yeah, go ahead and run for office. I would want somebody to hold her accountable. Because that's not right. You don't do that stuff to older people with problems. But it's Sleepy Joe. It's crazy dementia. And we deal with them.
Together. And our children have lost so much time with their friends, time with their schools. No graduation ceremonies this spring. No graduations from college, high school, moving up ceremonies. You know, and there's something else we lost. We lost faith in whether our government and our democracy can deliver on really hard things.
Yeah, that's a big one. We lost faith in you. We lost faith in our government. Period. Don't try to sugarcoat it and say we're going to come back from this. No, we lost faith in you because you are a Marxist. All your cronies are Marxists. All the people you hang around with are Marxists. They want this country to fail. I, for one, don't, and I will not let it fail. But you carry on like your old badass self.
But as I stand here tonight, we're proving once again something I've said time and time again to the probably tired of hearing me say it. I say it to foreign leaders and domestic alike. It's never, ever a good bet to bet against the American people. America is coming back. The development, manufacturing, and distribution of vaccines in record time is a true miracle of science.
And has nothing to do with you, Joe. Nothing to do with you. Name me one cabinet member. Name me one person in your administration that has anything to do with this vaccine rollout. Please. I'm waiting.
It's one of the most extraordinary achievements any country has ever accomplished. We also just saw the Perseverance rover land on Mars. Stunning images of our dreams that are now reality. Another.
Nothing to do with you, Joe. Again, nothing.
Example of the extraordinary American ingenuity, commitment, and belief in science and one another. And today, I signed into law the American Rescue Plan, an historic piece of legislation that delivers immediate relief to millions of people, includes $1,400 in direct rescue checks, payments, That means a typical family of four earning about $110,000 will get checks for $5,600 deposited if they have direct deposit.
And this also goes for illegal immigrants, if you look it up in the bill. I mean, are you people stupid or what?
Or in a check, a treasury check. It extends unemployment benefits. It helps small businesses. It lowers health care premiums for many. It provides food and nutrition, keeps families in their homes. And it will cut child poverty in this country in half, according to the experts.
No, what will cut child poverty in this country by half is if you let the country open. If you let people and you let capitalism work the way it's supposed to work, and you stay out of the way and you get the government out of the way of the American people, that will make the country work. We already got a 10% GDP coming out here next month, I think. 10%. The country is doing fine if you would just leave it alone. You're giving stimulus money. You're giving money to people that have kids. I'm going to go adopt, like, I don't know, 15, 20 kids just so I can get that stimulus money. That's the mentality that you as a Democrat perpetuate. It's a mentality that you as a Democrat have perpetuated on blacks to keep them enslaved, to keep them enslaved all their lives. There's generations of blacks and minorities that are on welfare, that are on food stamps, that are on some kind of government assistance because of Democratic legislation. If you love somebody, if you care for somebody, you would not enslave them to poverty in perpetuum. You would not do that. But you Democrats don't care. You're making $6, $7, $8 million a year, possibly $17, $18 million during your stint in president, as president. You don't care. The Democrats have never cared about their constituents. It's all about them. It's all about power. It's all about money. And it's all about the root of all evil. And that's why good folk should not let people vote Democrat.
And it funds all the steps I've just described to beat the virus and create millions of jobs. In the coming weeks and months, I'll be traveling along with the First Lady, the Vice President, the Second Gentleman, members of my cabinet, to speak directly to you, to tell you the truth about how the American Rescue Plan meets the moment. And if it fails at any pace, I will acknowledge that it failed, but it will not. About how after long, dark years, one whole year, there is hope and light of better days ahead. If we all do our part, this country will be vaccinated soon. Our economy will be on the mend. Our kids will be back in school. And we'll have proven once again that this country can do anything, hard things, big things, important things. Over a year ago, no one could have imagined what we were about to go through. But now, we're coming through it. And it's a shared experience that binds us together as a nation. We are bound together by the loss and the pain of the days that have gone by. We're also bound together by the hope and the possibilities of the days in front of us. My fervent prayer for our country is that after all we've been through, we'll come together as one people, one nation, one America, I believe we can and we will. We're seizing this moment. And history, I believe, will record. We faced and overcame one of the toughest and darkest periods in this nation's history. Darkest we've ever known. I promise you, we'll come out stronger with a renewed faith in ourselves, a renewed commitment to one another, to our communities and to our country. This is the United States of America. And there's nothing, from the bottom of my heart, I believe this, there's nothing we can't do when we do it together. So God bless you all.
If there's nothing we can't do if we do it together, like sell out our country to China, sell out our country to other countries, like bomb Syria, you know, it's amazing how Democrats just love warmongering. It's amazing to me how Democrats love pandering. They play to the room. They play to the people on the low fruit hanging vines, thinking they'll lap this up, and the media just does, because the media is in the tank for the Democrats. We all know that. It's hard to find a good media channel that actually reports the news. You have to get it from Sky News or some other news organization over the pond, you know. You have to get it from someplace else, because you will not get it from here. They will ask him what he ate for breakfast, or what kind of ice cream he likes, or whatever. But they will not ask him hard questions like, what are you going to do about the border, Joe? What are you going to do about the kids that are now in these camps, these little cages that you and Barack Obama devised to hold them? What are you going to do with them, Joe? What are you going to do about the people that you're releasing without dealing with them with COVID checks? What are you going to do with them? Just send them to different places so they can infect more people? You're a Governor Cuomo wannabe, at the very least. I'm so sick of this president. I'm so sick of the people that voted for him. Buyer's remorse, anybody? If Trump was here, he would say, do you miss me yet? I would say yes. Hell yes.
And please, God, give solace to all those people who lost someone. And may God protect our troops. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I look forward to seeing you.
What a piece of crap. Did that sound anything presidential? Did that sound like it was something out of the norm in this pandemic, this big crisis that they made out to be? Did that sound like it was some kind of warning sign to you? Did that sound like it was a finalization of the end of something? No. It sounded like something sucked the blood out of Joe. But that's probably been done a long time ago. Power, it's money, it's keeping the Democrats in control. In perpetuity. I mean, it's them being in control forever. That's what they want. That's their goal. They don't care about you. They don't care about blacks. They don't care about minorities, Latinos and Chinese. They don't care. All they want to do is destroy your lives. It's sad. that we've gotten into. We've let us ourselves gotten into this this situation. It really is sad. And I'm sad because I don't like listening to Joe Biden to do reporting on Joe Biden. Do you understand where I'm coming from? I just don't like it. But we're going to end this episode. I'm way over time anyways, and I've got a bunch of kids in the house, grandkids. But I appreciate you all listening to me. You can give me a thumbs up on here and that kind of thing. Subscribe. That would be good. And visit me on Parler. Just look for me on any of the social media networks except Facebook and Twitter. Just look for Bing Fisher or, and it's Bing, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, or go to Telegram and look for me, American by Design, or Bing Fisher on Telegram. Love you guys. Take care. Have a good weekend. God bless. And thank you, Brian Futch, for leading us out. BrianFutch.com.
Carry the dream along, and that's what makes it.
Thank you, Brian Fuck. You've been listening to Broken by Zombies, your host, Bing Fisher. Good night. God bless.